Okay, we're holding here in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalid. The truth is, I think I made a mistake at the end of Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We had a discussion there, Sif Hey, about three different people, different chaburas, and they join in to make a new chabura. And since the first chabura is made a Zimun, it's Parach Zimun Minayu. So that concept of Parach Zimun Minayu has to be understood. It doesn't apply in all cases. We're going to see later, I don't know if this time, next time, it's Zimun Reish. Sometimes you could do a Zimun again. It's not like you only have one chance. It could be there are different circumstances. Sometimes we say, if you did a Zimun, you could do it again. And sometimes we say, you did it once, it's over. So we have to see there are more details. It could be particular in that case, you know, where the whole Chabura. Maybe you could join some cases. Yeah, if you, for instance, let's say two people are eating, three people are eating, one wants to leave, so you do a favor, you answer to the Zimun. So it could be in that case, you know, there's no... Fine. So let's start with Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalid, but we have to fill in that gap. The Mechaber says over here, Shloshu sha'achol ke'echad v'shachu uvirech kol echad la'atzma botan hem zimun. The person forgot, they benched. They didn't realize there was a zimun. Three people eating, one guy he benched. So the Mechaber says, botel zimun. It's over. Once if a person misses it, so if they all three of them benched, so they can't rectify it. If two benched, you can't rectify. The example I gave you before, one person forgot. That means three people ate together, one benched, then he realized he didn't do a zimun, so he could answer to their zimun. He's not Yotze the mitzvah because he basically, you know, missed it. But since there's two didn't bench yet, so the third can join. Yachol Omer Baruch Shachal Nushol, he says Shachal Nushol, V'heim Yotze Midei Chobas Zimun, V'hu Eino Yotze Di Zimun, She'in Zimun Mafreya, there's no Zimun Mafreya. So the Mechaber tells us that the person who forgot can answer, and he's not Yotze, but the others can answer. The Ramah adds on, if one was mezamin, afshnayim hanisharim einan yicholin lezamin. Right? If a person, if one left, so he's gone, they can't do a zimun anymore. They need to mitzar somebody else to do a zimun.
But if he benched without a zimun, he could do it with them. Only if he joins another one.
Right.
He can.
Right. Exactly. Now, when the person realizes he didn't bench, that he didn't do the zimun, so there's a discussion. Unless he realizes in the middle, like after he's ended the call, can he answer then? Mm-hmm. So there are posts that he can even answer then. It's probably better he finishes benching. Once he benches, he'll answer. Now, this is only true when there's a real chi of zimun. If let's say one person, two people ate bread, and one person had, yurakos, he had mizonos. So you're allowed to do zimun in that case. But if he already said a bracha chrona, we're not going to let him eat tzarif. Then it's already too late. It's only if there's a real chiyuv when three people eat bread. Okay. Beis. Shlosh sha'achlu v'yotze echad mehem l'shuk korin oso umodiin lo sherotzen zamin. Let's say you have a chiyuv zimun. And one guy went outside talking to his friend. So you can call him back. If you're two, you're in the majority, you can tell him, listen, what a bench. He doesn't have to actually come and sit at the table. He can be like outside the window, you see him, so that's enough. So if you want to do zimun b'shem, it's a higher level, so then you have to make sure that the person is actually physically at the table, and it's not enough that you see him through the open door, but you have to have him at the table in order to answer the bench. Okay. Gimel. Shloshish akol ke'echad ve'ein echad ve'hem yodea kol birkas amazon. Ela echad yodea biracha rishon av echad shni av echad shlishis. It's hard to imagine in our day and age. I mean, people aren't from, I guess. It's easy to imagine. But, in the from world, people know how to bench and they have benchers. But let's say you had a situation, you didn't have benchers, and I remember the first bracha by heart, and you remember the second bracha, and he remembers the third bracha. So can you join in that you'll bench together? Everybody will say a different bracha. So the Mechaber says, Chayavim v'zimun. You can bench and you do a zimun. And everybody says, I know the first bracha, you know the second bracha. Right. If you don't know the fourth bracha, it's not a problem, it's not ma'akev, it's only Rabbanan. Let's say I only know the first half of the bracha, and you know the second half of the bracha. So that's interesting. Shaila, can you do Shomek One v'chatzi bracha? So the Mechaber says you shouldn't do that. She'ein bracha achas mitzchalek yas l'shnayim. You can't do Shomek One, you can't split the bracha in half. It's interesting. Lomdish question how Shomekan works, but okay, not really so relevant. Lacha l'maisa, usually we're not, being motzi people in this application. Okay. Fine. Moving on to Simon Kuf Tzadi Hey. Shtei Chaburos Sha'ochlos Vais Echad, or Shtei Batim, Imiksosin Roin Elus Elu Mitztarfin Lezimun. So you have two groups of people eating, and they see each other. They're this side of the room, that side of the room, or even in different rooms. The doors open. Some people see. You don't have to see everybody. You see one member of that group, and they see one member of our group. So you have to have ri'iyah. Ri'iyah is the mitzaref. You can only mitzaref if there's ri'iyah. But even if you don't have ri'iyah, if you have the same waiter who's serving, the waiter is mitzaref. If you have a street, there's a street in the way, even a path, a place where people walk, so you can't mitzaref people on different sides of the path, different sides of the street. Because even though they see, the objective reality is that they're in different rishuyos, and therefore there's no tziruf, even though they see each other. This isn't so applicable. The Mishabura sounds like this issue of being able to tzarif through ria, you're allowed to, it's not a chiv. It sounds like it's not a chiv.
Really, if you do see each other, you don't have to.
Right, you're allowed to mitzarif. Mishabura Basif Beis. Im yirtzu, yicholim mitzarif. There's also a shayla, is this only true if I have three people in this room and three people in the next room? Let's say there's two people in this room, one person over that room. Can I create a chiyuv zimun through the ria, or is it that you have to have, shtei chaburos? That's lashon the mechaber. Shtei chaburos sounds like there are three people here, three people there. We can make a zimun. It doesn't happen so much. I don't think it's so relevant.
Maybe in like a cafeteria.
In a cafeteria, it's a good hara. Meaning, if you're a cafeteria, so even though I sat at my table and you sat at your table, we could even starif. I think Lagavi shame, we're not going to do it. We're not going to say it. Like I said, meaning on Shabbos, if I sit down and make kiddush together, it's clear. But in the weekdays, people come, they go. So if you make a zimun with the two guys next to you in the caf, that's one thing. To start saying there's a table over there, there's tziruf, we spoke about this in the past, but it's harder to say to be matib b'shem.
But I'm thinking if you have like shtei chaburos, like three and three,
right,
tables. Okay, that's what you were saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, theoretically, you can have three, 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 and three, and they have 12 people, so it's even a shame. But I think we'd be reluctant to do that because it's not so clear. Why is it not so clear? I mean, I think because I don't know. I don't know. I think the poskim are shy away from it because it could be there's no das to mitzaref. You sit down, you want to eat the breakfast with your chavrusa and your other chavrusa. And the fact that other people are eating with their chavrusas and this guy has his parents came to visit, like you're not really any shaykhis, meaning you say good morning to them, but like you're eating at different tables or even in different. So I think for shame, we're more reluctant. But I agree from the sources, it's not so clear. You could get the impression that, listen, that's why I think I mentioned before that it could be the chashash that you're entering into a chiyuv, so you might want to have negative kavana or not some mitzarif, something like that. Okay. Beis. Achlu. You can have a situation where people ate outside, you know, in the yard, and there's some people inside. So if the mevarech sits in the middle on the door post, then he's mitzaref. Okay. There's a discussion, the shamish or the person in the middle, he's mitzaref. Does that person have to be chayev? Well, let's say the shamish isn't Jewish, or a woman is sitting in the middle. Is that enough of a tziruf or a katan? Do you need a bar chiyuv to create a tziruf? Tiksi Shuva has a discussion about it. Okay. Gimel. Kol heicha shemitzarfos shtei chaburos. Sarek sheyishmu shteyem divrei mevarech brachi hazazimun miveir. You have to hear. If you do a tziruf, everybody has to hear the mevarech. This was especially true in those times when the mevarech was motzi everybody. He would say benching, all of benching out loud, and everybody would say amen. So if I'm mitzarf to somebody in another room, just because there's a doorway in between and I see them, if he doesn't hear me, I can't be motzi them. And today it's less of an issue, because today, you know, all you have to hear is the beginning, and everybody's benching on their own. But even the beginning you have to hear. Let's say you have a big chasana, it's hard to hear. So there's a discussion, you know, can you use a microphone? I think we discussed this also. A lot of poskim are makel for a microphone. They think it's different than, let's say, hearing Megillah. Even then, there's some poskim are makel, but they say it's different. It's more kal. Certainly, it's good. If there's no microphone, it's good to have a person with a loud voice to lead the benching. And there are those who are machmir for a microphone also, not to use a microphone. Okay. The Shar Birkas Amos in Nivarach Kolech La'asmel Ramah writes that our minhag is that everybody benches on their own. Aval im yirtzu Shirzan Yotzi Kulam Sukhin Shishmu Kol Birkas Amos in the Veloz El Yasu Klal. Obviously, if you want to be Yotzi with the Mevarech, that you'll just listen, so you have to hear every single word. And that's the standard halacha of Shomei Ka'ona, which is, it's hard for people to concentrate for so long. You know, so I think it would probably make people bench slower, because, you know, when we bench on our own, we rush it. If you're saying it out loud, you have to enunciate each word. So it's actually, you know, probably good for our kavana. But the chashash is you'd get lost. So maybe the mevarech would be able to have a lot of kavana, but everybody else would get lost, and they wouldn't be able to say at all. Okay, moving on to Simon Kof. Tzari Vav. Davar Os Isser, a person who ate something that's Osir. You ate non-kosher. Afal Pish Eino Osir El Midrabanan. You had, you know, chicken and milk. It's only Drabanan. Ein Mezamin Olav Ein Mevarchin Olav Lo Betchil Lo Besof. There's no Zimun and there's no Bracha. How can it be you're going to do an Isser and say a Bracha? You're Menayit. It's Hashem. It's not a Bracha. It's a curse. There's a big discussion in the postgame here, what exactly is included in Dvar Isser. Say, Isser Torah, Isser Drabanan, that's mentioned in the Chaver. What about things that are more kal? You know, Chalav Akum, certainly Surim Drabanan are more kal. Some postgame say that Bishal Akum, you know, maybe you should say Bracham Bishal Akum. The discussion, it's a Chiddush, because the Pashtus is Asser either way. But there are other discussions, you know, let's say you're eating at a time when you shouldn't be eating. You're eating before Shachris. Or you're eating before, you know, Havdalah, you know, times when you shouldn't be eating. So then, many people can assume that the food isn't really us, it's not us b'cheftza, and therefore, if you would eat at the time when you shouldn't be eating, you still do say a bracha. Again, this could be very, you know, gradations. Are you eating on a tainus? Maybe that's different, meaning before shakras is not the same. Tainus drabanan, tainus drabanan, d'oraisa, eating on a kippur. You know, there's lots of discussions about this, but the fundamental principle is that you don't want to say a bracha on something you shouldn't be doing. A person's eating something that's unhealthy for them. So they're madregas, it's just a little unhealthy. Okay, it's not. But let's say a person is mamish poison for them, a diabetic, he's eating, you know, candy. So should he say a bracha on it? It can hurt him. So it could be one tiny amount, it's not going to hurt him, so you should say a bracha rishona. Maybe if he eats a whole shear, he had a gazayas, it can already be dangerous for him again, depending on his medical situation. So if it's dangerous, then you shouldn't say a bracha. Discussion in the Mishabura, Machmas Neder, a person took a Neder, he's not going to eat chocolate, and he eats it. So he shouldn't say a bracha in that case. Okay. If you steal food, you don't say a bracha on it. Right? Even though if you did a shinui, you would say a bracha, right? You steal wheat and you made bread out of it. Right? So even then, I think right, that's the case. You shouldn't say bracha rishona. But if you ate bread and you're full, since it's safek d'oraisa, the Mishmura says you should say a bracha because of mazon. Not recommended. Now, if you ate something that's usher by mistake, right? You didn't know it wasn't kosher until after you ate it. So the Mishmura is machria that you should say a bracha achrona, meaning you already nana from it. So then you should say bracha achrona. As far as the video safe argues, he says you shouldn't say bracha at all, even if it was b'shogi. Okay. Yeah. Wrote Halacha Bruna. It's a nice set. It goes on the Shulchan Aruch. It's the advantage of that sefer in contrast, let's say, to the Yalkut Yosef, which is written, this sefer, Halacha Bruna, he quotes the Mechaber on top, and then he has his own parish. Yitzchak Yosef, his brother, rewrote the Shulchan Aruch. So you don't have the same text that if we're learning Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, so you can also see what other people say, the Piskei Tshuvas, or the Halacha Brura, or various halacha, so I'm written on the Mechaber. Okay, there are also disadvantages, because then you have to follow the Mechaber's order. Like in Hilchos Shabbos, it's like, the Seder is not as conducive for some. Okay. Beis, im achal davar iser v'makom sakana. Let's say a person is deathly ill, so he has to eat on Yom Kippur. He has to eat, non-kosher. V'varkin olav, then you say a bracha. So that's accepted halacha. It's mutter to eat, and therefore you're allowed to say a bracha. You can do a zimun. It's actually a mitzvah to eat. In terms of zimun, there is a machlokes. Some say that it's better to avoid. If you have an old age home and all older people have to eat, it's better they don't be mezamin. It's better they eat. If they ate together, then there is a chiyuv zimun. That's the pashtus. Again, zimun basara is already more problematic because it's a suffix, but a zimun b'shlosha, if they eat together, they should do zimun b'shlosha. Okay. Gimel. Shlosha shalcha v'echad. Echad needs to be passed over the chavim v'echad ein anizri. You have to have a situation where everybody can eat the food. Everybody's makbid on different hashkachas. I only eat, landau, and you only eat sheris. Everybody has their own. So if the bread, I wouldn't touch your bread, you won't touch my bread, so then we're not able to eat. It has to be that we're eating together. Eating together means we can share each other's food. So sometimes, one person's more machmir, he only eats, Chalav Yisrael. It's okay. But he'll eat, the non-Chalav Yisrael person will eat Chalav Yisrael. He doesn't think Chalav Yisrael is treif. He's makil. That's not a problem, because then as long as one person can eat everything, it's considered a tziruf. That's how we consider it. It's interesting, I love this of it. But you don't need everybody to eat for everything. So let's read it inside. Shlosh shachol gechad. Echad nizer pas alvi chalim. Echad ein nizer. Or echad and kohen. Ochal chalos. He's eating truma. Half of which also she nizer. Ein yochol lechol. He also she ein nizer. Velo Yisrael im kohen. Kevin she also she ein nizer. Yochol lechol im nizer. A kohen im Yisrael in starfit. So as long as one person can eat from everything, that's called a tzir. Velo imhayu kohanim vezar ochal gechad. The kohanim ochal chala. The nizer pas shal alvi chalim. Vezar ochal pas shal alvi chalim. So if you have a situation where I can't eat your food and you can eat my food, then there's no tziruv.
But one person just has to be able to eat everyone.
Yeah. The people are making neder not to benefit from each other, so then I can't eat your bread, you can't eat my bread, so then it's not tziruv. Right. If the food is provided by a balabais, that itself is a tziruf. So I have three guests, and one of them I give, Chalav Yisrael, and the other one I give Yashan. He won't eat the, v'chulei v'chulei. So whatever it is, it's opposite. One of them I give Chalav Akum, Stam. Kitzer, if there's a Baal Bayis, he can start. So this principle is that you have to have a situation where there's tziruf, and tziruf means one person being able to eat from all the food. If that's not the case, so then, if I'm eating milchus, you're eating fleishiks, there could be tziruf, because I can eat the bread is clean in the middle of the table, so you don't have to eat everything. As long as there's some bread that we can all eat, that's okay. it's brought down that the minhag is to give the person who created the chiyuv zimun the ability to mezamen, meaning if the one person who is makel and everything, he's willing to eat all the food, so he should be mezamen because he created the chiyuv, although it's not an absolute chiyuv. If there's a kohen, it's better to give it to the kohen. Let's say milchus shleishik. So the person eating milchus could eat from the person's, from the shleish, Again, usually the bread anyway is part of, usually the bread is part of anyway, but once upon a time, if the bread was actually eaten with the meat, so the guy eating milchus, he could wash his mouth out, and he can eat from that bread that's shleishik. If he's eating hard cheese, for example, so then, wait 6 hours, and then there won't be a tziruv in that case. The principle's pretty clear. And like I said, the minhag is that you give the person who made the tziruv the right to lead the bench.
So you can't be mezamein with three people, and one is having basar, one's having chametz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dalid in mezamein al mi sha'achal pachas mikzayis. You have to eat a full kzayis to ma'isachila in order to do a zimun. If a person ate just a crumb, there's no zimun. Okay. Seder. So let's move on to the next simon. Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Shaim Sha'ochlu Ke'echad V'gamru V'ashlishi Kol Echad Di'i Maisi Luhu Midi Matzu L'meichel Minah. It's Tarif Adayim. So two people are eating, and then they're basically done. They didn't bench yet. They're just talking, and the third guy sits down, and he starts eating. Does he it's Tarif? So if he would bring out some nice dessert, and he would give it to this fellow, the fellows who finished, and they would have more. So they haven't really finished their meal. They're sitting schmoozing, sipping coffee. So then that's considered a zimun to eat, right? Kol hecha, any case, to eat ma'isi lumidi, they bring them. Mosul mechel, meaning they're not so full. There's room for jello. Mitzarif adayu, l'chayev v'nitim lo le'echol k'nei shayhimayim. So Zer Yimzik Moshe L'chaber, it sounds like there's an inyan. We want to try to create a chiyuv zimun, so if two people finished eating, third guy sits down, there's inyan to give him a piece of cake to mitzarif him. It's only if he came before they said, let's bench. Because they had effectively ended their meal. If they said, again, I don't know if that's special enough, but like Rabosa Nevarech, or like there was a clear Gemir Stas, and they're ending their meal. So then, as the third guy sits down, it's too late, he can't be Tzarev. If they wash my Makronim, it's also a sign that they are ready to bench, and therefore the third person can't be Tzarev. The Mishmur says that this halacha isn't only true when two people ate and a third person came, but even if one person ate and he basically finished, two people sat down, if he's willing to eat more if they gave him dessert, there's a tziruv. Right? So what emerges in this machaber is that you don't need to start the meal at the same time to have a chiyuv zimun. You're able to have a chiyuv zimun as long as you end the meal at the same time. And ending doesn't mean mamish ending, it means sticking around, being willing to eat. So you have a situation where two people ate and they're not eating any more, but they're willing to eat. Third person sits down, there's a chiyuv zimun. Now the third person has to actually sit down. He can't just like eat standing up. He has to be like a kfiyas. He has to sit and join him. This halach applies also for asara. Sometimes you have like a sheva brachas. And they only have seven men. So they'll call three neighbors to come in at the end. So everybody's finished eating. No, but they're willing to eat more dessert. So as long as these people come and sit, they join, and you can create a zichiyah v'shem. Okay. Beis. Tish rasha achol dogam yakar achol kzayis diyarek v'starfin l'hazgir Hashem. If you already have a chiyah v'zimun, namely you have three, and now you want to make a chiyah for shame, so even though we're generally more machmir, by the Zimun B'Shem in terms of, let's say, people in Charochel and things like that. But here, you have 10 people eating. Just one didn't eat, you know, bread. He ate, you know, he had an apple. So we say, Misarif, Afilu lo tivel imam ela batzir v'lashas imam ela kos echad. He had one glass, not water, but one glass of milk, one you know, glass of juice, or, you know, and had an apple, he had a cucumber. That's sufficient. Obviously, the person who benches has to be the person who ate bread. So even if seven people washed, you have a shava brachos. Seven people washed. It's interesting. Here we have a din of not just rov, but rov and nikar. Most areas of halacha, we rov is six. Here you need to have seven people washed, so you can have three guests who join in who have an apple, and then they can start to the zim. So here we have a din of tziruf through yerek.
That also applies to three.
So we'll see. It does apply to three. But three is actually machlokas. We have to have you know, mizonos. We're mekel even by yerek. But yeah, it does apply. So in terms, like I mentioned, you can't drink water. It's a shaila, what's water? You know, if you have like soda, is that also like water? Like, you know, coffee, tea. Right. Coffee, tea might be like a chamar medina, more chashivos. You know, if soda might not be, like, it's a little hard to know exactly. You know, they have what they call petel, you know, like bug juice. So yeah. It's like water with a little bit of sugar. So that may not be enough. Okay. Gimel. A mitzvah of sarach levarech bracha achrona al masha achal ve'inu nifta b'rachas amazon shal elu. So the person who ate an apple, so he can't be yotzei through the benching. He has to, you know, once upon a time, everyone was yotzei with the levarech. So he has to say his own brain of fashos. K'vehendu v'ayim urim desayi v'chol ma'aychol yitzarech la'asara. Aval l'shlosha inu mitzvah ad sh'yochol kazayi is passed. One day in the mechaber is that for shlosha, since you don't even have a chiyuv yet, you need to have three people eat bread. Some say it's mizonos is enough. Some say anything is good. And that's what we paskin. If the third guy wants to eat bread, that's great. If he doesn't want, wow, the Chaver says that you should have, it's like all or nothing. Either have any bread or don't have meat, because then there's like a suffix. If you erish nos, lish tos, machal acher, yizamu imo, hafli she'inu rotze, le'achol pas. So if he ate an apple, then you could do a zimun. So it seems like l'chatchila, the Chaver is uncomfortable doing a tziruf of two people with bread and one guy with a cucumber. If you already ate the cucumber, so we tell him not to eat it, but if you already ate the cucumber, then you could do a tziruf. So when it comes, it's usually more nageh, like when by asara, it's l'chatchila, you're allowed to have three people who ate something else, they have a piece of cake, they have an apple, that's sufficient.
Nine people, by asara.
If you have a zimun b'shem, so you're going to, if you have a zimun of three, so ideally we want all three to eat bread. If they already ate, let's say you're eating lunch, you washed, your friend washed, there's a third guy there, he didn't wash. You're already eating, then you do a zimun. But
no matter what,
well, yeah, no matter what, as long as it's not water. But it doesn't seem like there's an eating to get a third guy to come and eat a cucumber, because you're creating a situation of suffix. If you already ate the cucumber, we're mitzarif, and we're mitzarif. Now, if a person ate an apple next to two people who were eating bread, there's already a chiyuv. So it's not right for him to just leave. Say, Rabbi Nefash doesn't leave, because he already generated the chiyuv, or the safek chiyuv, therefore he should, you know, stay and answer for the zimun. Meaning, being mevatel a zimun is a problem. If you're the person who's creating the zimun, and then by you benching, or saying a bracha chrona, you're essentially mevatel it, that's not right. Okay. Fine. Dalid Chaverim she'achlu ke'echad, k'sasam achlu k'dei svia, k'sasam lo achlu el k'zayis. Some people ate and they're really full. Others aren't. In kulam yodin levarech, mitzvah she'yavarech oso she'achal k'dei svia, v'yotzi es acherim. Ein yodin kulam levarech, right, so basically, who's going to lead the benching? So the person who's chayiv min ha'Torah, v'achalta v'savata, the person who has k'dei svia, he's chayiv min ha'Torah, so it's better that he leads the benching. Again, read it again. Chaverim she'achlu ke'echad, k'sasam achlu k'dei svia, k'sasam lo achlu el k'dayis. In kulam yodim varech mitzvah she'yivarech oso she'achlu k'dei svia. It's better that the person who is chayiv in a Torah will imotzi the acherim who aren't chayiv in a Torah. If ain yodim kulam levarech, if they don't know how to bench, v'yishalach k'zayis yachol lehotzi es osam she'achlu k'dei svia. So we hold that the person who is chayiv in benching midrabanan he imotzi the person chayiv benching min haTorah. Because really, you know, fundamentally, min haTorah, the arvos, the pashas, you can motzi him even if he didn't eat anything. But it just looks funny because he didn't eat anything. So here he ate midrabanan. It's kind of mentioning he ate a little bit. So mainly he can motzi his friend who ate k'day svia. The Rama brings down V'yesh Omrim She'enu Chayiv Levarach Midoraisa Im Lo Shasav Who Tayiv Lishas. Very interesting sheet of the Mordechai. You have to be satiated. So let's say you're full, but you're thirsty, right? So are you Chayiv in a Torah to bench? There's one day that you're not Chayiv to bench in a Torah. So let me draw on it. If Tavli Zar Lachatchili Mikhtasin Shasu Mikhtasin Lo Shasu Shivarach Mishe Shasav. Now, in the Nafkamina here, supposedly discussed, a person, you know, ate, he's hungry, he's not hungry, but he's thirsty. So, what's going on in that case situation? Can he motzi people? I mean, if he benches when he's still thirsty and then drinks a minute later, then maybe now he has generated a chiyuv d'oraisa. I mean, he benched midrabanan, but now he drank, now he's chayiv in a Torah, according to the Shita. So, you know, it's better to, if you can, to drink, you know, and not bench before you drink if you're thirsty at the end of a meal, because there is this suffix. Again, it's not, it seems like it's chomra, but it's as a preference. It's better, tov lizayir lechatchila, Rama writes, that the person should, in this case, that the person who drank should bench, and mostly the person didn't drink, because he's chayiv min haTorah. It's questionable if this is really the necessary, but tov lizayir lechatchila, as the Rama recommends. Okay. Weiter kuf tzadi ches shlosh achal heim avarech v'nichnas echad shlo achal im nichnas k'sha omer hamavarech nevarech shachal nemishala on achra avaruch umvarach shemo tamid olam vay. So you can't answer baruch shachal nemishala if you don't eat. So if a person, if people are benching and somebody walks in, so on one hand we want to answer. But at the same time, he didn't eat. So what does he say? He says, Baruch uvarach shemo tamid olam vay. So it doesn't just have to be walking, unless he's sitting at the table, he's not eating. So they're benching. You go to somebody's home on Shabbos afternoon, you already benched at your home, they're just finishing up. So you don't want to eat anything. So you're listening to their benching. So do you answer? Yes. What do you answer? Baruch uvarach shemo tamid olam vay. You don't say, Baruch shachal mishalach, because you didn't eat. Let's say he walked in when they're answering. He didn't hear the Mavarech ask Rabbi Sai Nevarech. He just heard the response of the tzibur. They say Baruch Shachal Mishalah. Ona achareyam amen. You say amen to what they said. It's like a bracha. Every bracha you say amen to. This is like a bracha. V'chein v'chol a bracha she'adam shemeh chayav la'anos amen. You always have a chiv to say amen when you hear a bracha. V'imhim asar omer Baruch Elokeinu u'varach shemo tamid olavayt. So this is a general principle that you're supposed to, if people are doing a mitzvah, you have to be involved. They're saying that they're praising Hashem, so you have to praise with them. You can't say shachal mishalach because you don't eat. So you say this different version, baruch uvarach shemo tamid olam vayed, and you can even do it b'shem if you're at a, you know, you show up to, I don't know, a wedding, you came to say mazel tov, and they're benching. So you can answer baruch elokeinu shachal mishalach tamid olam vayed, and that's the appropriate thing to do. Mishmura says if you didn't eat but you drank, you could say shachalnu. But the Pribugadar is mistopic what to do if you drink a zimun b'shem. Let's go to chasana, they're doing a zimun b'shem, and you just drank. So it's a little unclear what to do because the Pribugadar says he's not sure. So it's a little bit, it's interesting. Either you can say Hashem Hashem, you're just not clear to say Baruch Shachalnu, Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishalot, or Baruch, you know, Elokeinu Baruch Shemo. So you really, do you say that Mimon of Shach, listen, it's all the same? Or you say, no, you really shouldn't say anything because, you know, I'm not really sure. I think the Pasha says you shouldn't say Shachalnu. If you're at a Sheva Brachos, right? This is about a chasna, right? So you say Baruch Elokeinu Umvorach Shemo Tamid Olam Voed Shasimcha B'Mono, right? And that's what the Mishabura brings down. The Achronim point out, the Mishabura Vav, that he thinks there's a mistake here in the Makar. It's supposed to say Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'Mono Umvorach Shemo Tamid Olam Voed, meaning that it's Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'Mono. That would make sense. The syntax, the way it's brought down in the Mishabura, Baruch Elokeinu Vrach Shemo Tamid Olam Voed Shasimcha B'Mono, it just doesn't make sense. So you say Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha B'Mono Vrach Shemo Tamid Olam Voed. I mean, instead of Tvach Einu, you say Vrach Shemo Tamid Olam Voed. Okay. Let's see if we can do a little bit more. Simen Kuf Tzarites. Hashamish, shachal kazayis mizamin olav. You can make a zimun with a shamish. Usually, to make a tzir, if you have to sit down at the table, but it's normal for the shamish to walk around. So, if it's normal for him, that's already considered a zim a mitzaref. But he has to eat a kazayis. The shir achila is a kazayis. If you don't eat a kazayis, then you can't. You can't do zimun. Okay. Sif beis kusi bismanazeh. Harry Hook Obed Zilil Me'im Zamlov. Once upon a time there were Kusim, the Sufik Jews. So today they're like Goyim. Amaretz Gomer Zamin Olav Zmanazes. This is interesting halacha. Chazal were very wary of our interactions with Amiratze. We didn't want to be influenced by them. Sometimes the Gemara they wouldn't want to have like a kfius with Amaretz. You wouldn't want to have a meal with them. You know, it's not exactly good for Kiruv. You know, but they were very afraid of being influenced, so they didn't want to do Zimun. Today, do a zimun with non-from people. It's an opportunity to share, to teach, to connect. So we're pretty much mekel. Again, if a person's like a rush of a hachis, it might be different. A person doesn't believe. So, okay, that's different. But if a person just has a strong yetzahara, and they don't keep Shabbos, they don't keep kosher, but they fundamentally are interested, so then we do have an opportunity to share the zimun with them. And to emotzi them, and then you do have a tziruf. Okay. Dalit Ovi Chovim im Zamin Olav, you can't mitzaref a goy. I feel Gersh Malvil Taval im Zamin Olav, Aval Gersh Gomer, Mizamin Olav, Yochel Varakazavaz, Vilomar Al Shin Chatal of Asenu, the famous tshuva of Avadia Hager to the Rambam. Ram encourages him, don't think that you're not part of us. You're part of us, 100%. You can say that you, Al Shin Chalta Levosein, Elokeinu Elokei Vosein, because the Gerim are also always part of Am Yisrael. But it has to be a full Gerim. Tal Mal Velo Taval, he didn't finish the process, so then he's not able to mitzaref. Hey, Onein Bechol Shu Patur, an Onein, person's relative died, so he doesn't do any mitzvos. So he's patim levarech. And mizam lelav, right? Even according to the Deo who holds that he's allowed to do mitzvahs, you can't do zimun with him. You're not allowed to do zimun with him. There's no tziruf with him. By avelim, some say for a family, there are three men, so you can do a zimun. Some recommend not having a zimun b'shem, but I think, I don't know, I think that the minhag is if you have, it's pretty rare that you have a shrubbing. You're not supposed to have festive meals at Beis Avel. It's not supposed to be like, So the immediate family eats. If there happens to be a huge family and there are 10 men in the family, So the fashion says they should be zamen b'shem. Also, well, there's different minhagim. It comes avilas. Allah is telling minhagim. Some people, you know, I think there's such a minhag to not to have b'shem. It's probably better in that case to eat separately. Okay. Vav nashim avanu k'tanim eim mizamni aleim avol mizamni le'atzman. It's very interesting halacha. We don't want to have a tziruf between women and avadim. The tziruf that's generated creates a certain amount of intimacy. Again, a woman can be motzi and eved in the bracha rishona, but here it's creating a status of zimun together, and we don't have that type of connection, and therefore they can't do mitzaref. But mizam l'atzman, women are allowed to do their own zimun. Lo tiyachavura shal nashim v'avadim k'tanim mizam yachad shum pitzus d'avadim ela nashim l'atzman v'avadim l'atzman v'alvad shlo yizamnu b'shem. So you can't do a zimun b'shem because we're choshesh that the zimun b'shem is like davar shem kedusha. You need 10 men. You know, it's like having a minion, and therefore 10 women can't do a zimun b'shem, but they can do a zimun with three women. Three women are there. They can do a zimun.
Is
they rabosa? My teachers rabotai or chavurotai. Yeah,
they can change the words.
They can change it. Yeah, some people don't like it. They change it. Like everything is informal chavira. But they can say rabotai. A woman has a teacher. It's a way of respectfully speaking to people. My teacher. It's not always your teacher. You're three guys sitting at the in the calf. What do you mean a teacher? It's your chavrusa. But still, you say rabotai. It's a certain way of speaking. Some people relate to it, and other people don't. But okay. Now the mechaber continues in Zayin. Nashim zamnus l'atzman reshus. It's only a reshus. It's not a chiyuv for them. Three women ate. It's not a chiyuv. It's a reshus. The Gra brings down that those argue that maybe it is a chiyuv, but the mechaber passes it's a reshus. Aval k'sheochlos nashim chayavas v'yotzis b'zimun shalanu. If they're women eating with men, then they don't do their own zimun. They're yotzei through the men's zimun. It's only with avadim. We don't have a chiyuv of the avadim and the women. But to have a chibur of the regular men and regular women, that's not a problem. Afal pisha einan mivinos, the Rama says. They can be yos even if they don't understand. Now, this issue of women zimun, it's really very different than, let's say, women's minyanim. It's like women's minyanim, This is something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, women's zimun. Some women are very nervous. Oh, if I do a zimun, next thing I know, I'm going to get an aliyah to the Torah. That's not really correct. And it's certainly a kiyum mitzvah. According to some, it's a chiyuv. And if women are at a table with men, they certainly should join in with the men. And if they're alone, they can do their own zimun. Let's say there's one man and three women. So they say from Rosh Hashanah that's okay. She can do a zimun and the man can answer. And that's legitimate. I know there's some women who are uncomfortable with that. I'm not exactly sure why. It's pre-tastic about leaving the benching, but I never saw this, but I heard that if there's a three men, and there are also women. So the halacha is that the men should do the zimun and the women should answer. The Be'er Halacha raises this point, and he says that she can't leave the benching. If there are three men, there's a chiyuv zimun. There's one woman. Can she lead the benching? So I heard there's some places where they let the woman lead the benching because they're all chayvim benching. But the Mishabura and the Be'er Halacha says that you shouldn't do that. Quotes the Yad Ketana. It's not so clear why, but dehi asur levarech mechazamazin. Just a second. Okay, fine. Androgynous mizamim l'mino v'ena mizamim lola nashim v'lola nashim. Androgynous, it's a suffix, what his status is. Tumtum v'ena mizamim klal, similar question. We don't have this, Baruch Hashem, today. Katan she'giya l'onas ha'pu'utos. V'yodeya l'mim v'archim mizamim olav mistarfin. Bein l'shlosh v'bein l'sara. The Chavar is paskins, based on the sugi and brachos, that a katan can join in. And Svarim does today. Svarim have one child joins in to answer. V'yesh omer says the Rama, the ein is sarifin. Our minhag Ashkenazi practice is not to allow a katan to sarif. Ad sheyev ben shlosha seishon. Until he's 13. The azvah chaskino kakolosh avishay sairus. Once he's 13, we don't have to check that he has sairus. Halachically, it's not enough that he's 13. He also has to have pubic hair. Nobody checks. You assume that if the kid is 13, he probably has pubic hair. V'cheinu hagin in the shanas. V'cheres shote mechav mevinim mitzdarfin. Very important Rama that some of these people who understand they're afal pi she'ein cheres shomea a bracha. If people who have certain disabilities, the status of shote, it's all hard to find, but the mechaber says if they understand. So you have today, you have people who have different conditions. A person has what's it called? High functioning. People are high functioning. Some type of condition like that. So we usually assume they understand their mitzaref. Their mitzaref taminim. Again, you have to be able to communicate with them. But today they're God able to teach people. Cheresh is also interesting. It's a cheresh from a daber of Ein Shomea. Today we have a cochlear implants discussion. So Pasha is the same thing. If they're avinim, so then you're able to mitzaref them. At least when it comes to dinim d'rabbana, meaning we certainly may kill. When it comes to dinim d'raisos, you have to be more careful. But sirfra zimun, sirfra minin, dinim d'rabbana, so the minhag is also covered a brios. It's a very sensitive question. Sometimes it's a gvuli, because the person has a kid, a Down syndrome, so you want him to start, you want to include him, you want to be sensitive, you want to be caring. But sometimes if it's very low functioning, it's hard, it's not always so clear. So, you have to take a big posek who has broad shoulders and sensitive to figure out exactly, can you communicate enough that he can mitzvah to the minyan, he wants to get an aliyah, the kids have a bar mitzvah, b'chula. When it comes to dinim d'rabbanan, it's more calm. You want to make him an aid kedushin, it's more, an aid on a get, that's more problematic. Mishani duhu. Mishniduhu al avera im zamin olav. If you put a nidui, so you have to separate. Now, the whole concept of nidui today is very, there are different communities. So the badats puts this person in nidui, but he goes to Katamon, he's not in nidui anymore. A lot of it. So I heard from a David that when he came made aliyah, so he was going to send his kids to Marava, which is like a Haredi high school. That's high school. Yeah. So Rav Shach apparently at one point put Marav in Cherem. So his David's brothers took him to Rav Shlomo Zalman. He said, how can you send your kids to this place? Rav Shach put him in Cherem. So Rav Shlomo Zalman turned to him and said, what does Rav Shach Cherem have to do with your brother? Right? David was teaching in Or Etzion. He's like, it's a different world. If you're part of a community and that community puts someone in Cherem, so then you shouldn't associate with that person. But if you're not part of that community, so then the Cherem doesn't really... It's not so significant. But again, I think the whole harem thing is a little bit, it doesn't really work. But again, if you live in a closer community, maybe it does. It's just we live in a different world. Okay.